Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today as we continue on in a message, The Perfect in Heart. And it is based on one verse of Scripture found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 48, where during His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave us a commandment. He said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." And in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 1, the Word tells us, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God." Here, many believe Paul wrote that we have an obligation that once we've established basic foundational doctrine and truth, repentance from dead works, faith toward God, understanding the doctrine of Christ, then we are to go on to perfection, which means completion or fulfillment. And it's basically affirming the very words that Jesus gave as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew that I just shared with you. So what is Jesus asking of us? He's calling us into a walk of perfection. Now, I don't know your response to that. I know what mine was. It's like, I don't know about that. Well, Jesus, think about this. He wouldn't ask us to achieve something impossible. For example, when He says, love your enemies, pray for those who despitefully use you, in our own nature, our own flesh, we can't. But with God's grace, submitting to God and say, Lord, I don't feel like forgiving this person, but because your word says so, I do forgive, and I ask you to give me grace to love my enemies and those who persecute me. There are many through the centuries that have had to do that. Some, even, you know, Stephen, the first martyr, he was being stoned, and he said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so, listen closely to what I'm going to say right now. If we believe that Jesus really meant what He said, then the Lord has really given us a tall order, hasn't He? The thought of perfection as our Heavenly Father, it staggers the imagination, it boggles the mind. It's almost beyond the comprehension of the natural man. But you know what, beloved? I would declare that's just what it is supposed to do. So we can get out of the realm of the natural, out of the realm of our mind, and into the mind of Christ, into that heavenly perspective where we're seated at the right hand of Christ. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and into the realm of revelation of who we are and the immensity, the scope, the breadth, the depth, the height, the length, not only of God's love, but of this amazing plan of salvation that He ordained for us as children from before the very foundation of the earth, because He knew we were going to blow it. He's the God of the universe, the God of all time, Alpha and Omega. There's nothing that's hid from Him. There's not a word in my tongue, but, oh Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. He understandeth my thought afar off. He's beset me behind and before. He's laid His hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Where can I go from Thy Spirit? Whither can I flee from Thy presence? David said, if I ascend up to heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, Thy hand shall lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. Oh, Jesus, he's got a hold of you, beloved. He said he's not going to let you go. Praise God. Praise God. So our flesh, our natural man, certainly balks at the idea of perfection as something unattainable. But why should we be concerned about this? Why spend the time that I have thus far this week and in the future broadcasts about this subject? Not only because the Word tells us to, but because we love Jesus. Yeah, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, what are we going to be doing in our time together? And I do hope you'll be able to stay with me, because these are very practical applications for your life as we get into the message. We'll be sharing what perfection means. What are some scriptural examples of perfection? Perfection as exemplified in the life of Jesus. He's our high priest. He's our big brother. He's our example. What are the essential elements of perfection according to the Word of God? And most importantly, how can we personally apply this to our own lives? Or how can we go about fulfilling this command that the Lord has given us? Now, before we go any further, one point I want to make especially clear. We are not talking about spiritual perfection, because obviously we know from Thessalonians, we're body, soul, and spirit. He's not talking about physical perfection. That's true. All we have to do is look around, look in the mirror. We know we are not physically perfect. Our new glorified body, which is going to be like Jesus, will be, I believe that. And our spirit man, when we're born again, this is scripture, okay? Christianity 101, that we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The righteousness of Christ, because he died for us, is now imputed to us. He was perfectly sinless. There was no sin, no guile, no deception found in his mouth. He lived a perfect life, and as such, then could be a perfect substitute for us. And so we get all these amazing benefits of the children of God by realizing, repenting, I can't do this myself, God, and accepting the wonderful grace that is given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. A time is coming when God's Spirit is not always going to strive with man. A time is coming, according to the Word of God, when there will be great and terrible judgments poured out upon the world and those who refuse to heed this time of grace that is extended to mankind. And it is so imperative. We do. That's why I feel such an urgency to share this, because we need to allow God to heal us. I mean, it's not just, you know, you wake up one morning and you're totally healed. It's an ongoing process. It's a natural spiritual process, if you will. That's not a contradiction in terms. Just like a child. It's a baby, grows to be a toddler, grows to be a child, a young adult. There's a process of growth. In the natural realm, there's a seed, and then it begins to sprout, and it becomes a plant or a tree. This is God's, the way he works. And so this process of sanctification is something that is begun at the time of our new birth and is an ongoing process throughout our life. And so what he's talking about, I mean, if he's not talking, if our spirit's already perfect, if we are totally righteous in God, and our body's obviously not going to be perfect, he's talking about the soul. He's talking about the inner man. The slogan that the Lord gave Brother Glass back in 1965 when this ministry was started is the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And so it is imperative that we honor this physical body as the temple of the Holy Ghost, doing all that he would ask and speak to us to do, not abusing it, not destroying it through alcohol, drugs, tobacco. He's you know, it's not a works religion. It is, we honor the body and we do what is helpful and appropriate for it to maintain health. And there's plenty out there in the natural world, medical circles, health circles on how to achieve that. But in terms of the spirit man, there we turn to the Word of God. And so we need to lay aside all our preconceptions and look to the Lord and to his Word. When we are born again, beloved, dear brothers and sisters, we are made partakers of the divine nature. Isn't that what the word says? And then as we continue on to grow on up into Christ, we then become partakers of the divine character. This is a process of spiritual growth or maturity that the Lord is accomplishing in every one of His children. It is God working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure, and His pleasure is that we should be conformed to the image of Christ. Let me tell you what, the Holy Spirit, he's not short-sighted. He keeps this goal ever in mind, and that's why you've probably gone through the things you've gone through, because all of us tend to be pretty dense. We tend to be pretty hard-headed. We tend to be rebellious until He breaks that down by His wonderful love, and we finally begin to get it. I don't know about you. Sometimes I scratch my head as why has it taken me so long to understand some of the most precious truths of the gospel and to know that He loves each one of us so very much? There's no need for competition in the body of Christ. Sometimes there is, you know. I remember First Minister's Conference, you know, and how big is your church? How many members do you have? You know, according to, that's the world's mentality, beloved, and Christianity has been polluted by it. It's not how big you are. It's not how many programs you have. It's not how many notches on your belt in terms of salvation. It is, are you obeying the word of God? Are you being conformed to the image of Jesus? Because if you concentrate on that, beloved, everything else will fall into place. Praise God. Well, okay, I'm getting worked up, but I'm exhorting you with all my heart, feeling and sensing the power of the Holy Spirit to draw you into a place in Jesus you've never known. And that's how I'm praying for you, my UCM partners, for my radio family. Some of you have never written, but if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then I do advise you to listen and to do as He prompts, because He has a reason for doing it. So often, you know, we think, oh, well, that's not the Lord, that's just me. Well, that's another subject, learning to hear and respond to the voice of the Lord. But trust me, He knows how to get to you. He's brought you thus far, and shall He not finish the work? Praise God. Well, I love you, dear ones. I pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, or if you're being blessed by the broadcast, it's always a blessing for me to be encouraged, knowing you're being helped by the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.